So far, nice little run here in AAA. What have you noticed to be the biggest difference between the AAA pitching as opposed to the AA pitching now that you've been here for about a month?
I think they're more consistent on throwing their pitches and looking out how easy they can get us out, what are our really hardest pitch to hit. And I think that's the biggest thing for me. I have been seeing a lot of more breaking balls that they're more a little bit sharper. They can throw for strikes. Even down in the can when I'm supposed to be looking for a heater, I will never see it. I will see really good breaking pitches. And I think that's the thing that's totally different about AA or any other league than AAA. I've been facing a lot of the guys that they have been in the big leagues already. Most of the pitchers we have faced this series, every single one of them have more than 50 innings in the big league. So I think it's just a little bit of trying to just change a little bit my approach and get used to it. And I think that lately I've been doing that really well.
I would have to think, just being an outsider, I'd have to think that knowing that, you know, your name is going to be penciled on that lineup card for most games, that it kind of helps, at least early on. Did you find that when you first were getting in there, trying to get adjusted to this level, that there was confidence knowing that, you know what, I'm their guy for now?
When I got here, I was a little bit going through a little bit on a slump, so I was really shocked I got called up in the middle of a slump. So my only mentality was, I was coming here. For me, I was just thinking it's a new season, starting from zero, so start over again, try to just do my best. And it was a little bit hard. I think I started 0-12. I was trying to just stay positive, try to work hard, just trying to get my positive things back in my mind. And I think it didn't came that fast, but I think I just keep working hard. I never look back. I never just sat down and think about it too much and just try to go every day about my business and every single I'd be trying to get my best out of it. So I think that was the biggest thing, just going after it every single day as hard as I can. I think that's how I'm getting good results lately.
We're with Jesmuel Valentin, and it's funny because, you know, you talk to the team here and you talk to Dave Brundage and Sal Rennie, they talk about how switch hitting, you know, you're a natural right-handed swinger and that you're still trying to work out some things as a lefty. Well, I saw you put a cap on a 7-run rally with a 3-run bomb, batting lefty off of Chris LaRue. Talk about that at bat and what it felt like to have that kind of effort as a left-handed batter.
No, seriously, when I hit that ball, I just run as hard as I can. I was trying to think, get a triple out of it, but as soon as I saw that ball go out, I was impressed. I really didn't know I had that much of a power. I look at the flag to see if I just had a little bit of help of the wind. And it's just impressive, like, how things can get good. And doesn't matter. Like, for me, just keep working hard. Like I said before, I was struggling for my left side. Lately, I'm starting to feel a little bit good, a little bit better. Just give a lot of credit to Sal. He's just helping me out every single day, trying to get where I'm supposed to be. And I think just having that mentality and that work ethic of getting better every single day, doesn't matter, there's 8 games remaining, 1 game remaining. I was just one of those guys that I will always give my best in every single game, every single IB, and every single inning. And I think that's one of the things that's paying out right now.
You know, am I accurate in saying that you really didn't start switch hitting until you were a senior in high school?
That's right. I started switch hitting when I was a senior in high school. My dad always was right there trying to make me be a switch hitter, but every single time I had an AB from the left side, I was being an out, so I hated to be an out, and every single time I had an AB right-handed, I was a base hit or something good result, so I just really didn't like it at all. But thanks to my dad, I think that's one of the best things I ever made in my life and in my career. Being a switch hitter opens more doors to you, and it can get a lot of more things out of you, so I think I'm just trying to keep working hard and get better and better.
And I mentioned you look like your dad, Jose, when you hit that home run the other day, batting as a left-handed batter. Let's talk about defensively. You've made some very nice plays here, going both to your left and to your right. We have a very good infield here with Stassi and Crawford. What does it mean for a young guy to have a guy like Crawford to his right and Stassi to his left?
It's really important. For me, I think, for me, my biggest thing and my biggest tool is my defense. So for me, defense is the biggest thing for me, and having a shortstop like J.P. Crawford and a first baseman like Stassi, it makes you feel better because, you know, like every single play you try to do, or if you at least have a bad throw, you still be confident that you have really good infielders right there that can make you look good. But just having an infield like this, it's just comfortable. Like every single time, it looks like we have conversations during the game, during every single pitch, we're just communicating. And I think that's one of the best things. Everybody's always paying attention, any details we can get. And I think that's how we can be really good every day. Just try to communicate, try to see every single detail we see, try to just tell everybody how we see stuff, and I think that's one of the things, the biggest things we have. We're really good guys talking about everything, so I think that's one of the best things.
Lastly, before I let you go, you said when you came up, we did a TV interview that, you know, it stunk to leave Reading because it was a good group and they were winning, but you're happy to join a team here that's been winning. Having fun?
Oh, absolutely. It's much funner for me. I will say Reading was a special group, but I think I like it here better. Why? Because I think we're in the wild card, so we're not even... Reading pretty much was like a 75% sure that we're going to make the playoffs. So being here, we just have to battle every day and try to stay where we are. And I think for me, I'm a baseball player that like more of challenging stuff, not easy things. So I think that's one of the things, too. I like to be in those positions that I need to do something to put the team in a good situation, move the runner in a clutch situation, make a play. And I think that's the thing every little kid dreams, or every little kid would like to do, hit a walk-off hit, walk-off home run, make the last out. So I think that's the good thing for me. I always like to be the challenging one, and being in a part or in a team, being part of this is amazing.
Well, keep up the great work. So far, you've done well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.